Fuck, man. I groan, all but falling down in the chair. Rough day, old man? Briar asks, and I flip him off. Bastard has a right to laugh. He and his old lady Stephanie conveniently picked a day to spend at Cumberland Falls. Conveniently, because today's the day the rest of the brothers and myself worked like fucking dogs, fixing up the outside of the club for Bibi and Diego's birthdays. Bibi is a nickname for Torch and Katie's little boy, and Diego is the president, Skull, and his old lady Beth's son. The two women are sisters and somehow managed to have kids on the exact same day, just minutes apart. The prez is going all out to make sure there's a huge celebration for the boy's second birthday. It sure as hell don't feel like they should be two already. Time flies fast, and damn if my body ain't living proof of that today. I feel old all the way down to my bones. I've been a sworn-in member of the Devil's Blaze for the last 2 years, getting the nod from the other members during all that shit with Beth, Katie, and the fucking Donahues. It's what I wanted, what I worked for, not even minding that I was serving as a pledge with men 10 or more years younger than me. Now at 40, I'm probably one of the oldest members. It didn't used to bother me, but lately I'm feeling like I missed out on something. Especially when men my age, or close to it, have all settled down with old ladies and here I am alone. It's not like I haven't had relationships. I have. It's just none of them are even slightly memorable. More often than not, I wish to hell I could forget them. I look through the room and it's mostly quiet. The new prospects are partying with a few of the club girls. Even that, easy pussy, doesn't interest me tonight, and that is just fucking depressing. The club needs new women or something. Hell, maybe I need to get off my ass and get out and find a woman of my own. That just seems like too much fucking effort right now. Especially when I've been breaking up cement and shit all day to make way for the new patio that's being poured tomorrow. My back hurts like a motherfucker. I think I'm crashing for the night, brother, I tell Briar, taking the last swig of my beer. Damn, you are getting old, he says with a chuckle as he shakes his head. Nothing here seems to be holding my interest tonight. Club needs some new talent. You need to settle down, brother. Find you a good woman like my Steph, he boasts. I think all the good ones are probably gone. Nah, they're still out there, just hard to find, Briar says. I look around the room one last time. Just as I'm about to write the night off as a loss, she walks in. Who's that? He looks around the room. Oh, the chick that just walked through the door. I tell him without taking my eyes off her. She's fucking beautiful, and I don't mean that in a normal way. Hell no. This chick could have just walked off the pages of a magazine. She's got hair that you can't really call blonde. It's like multiple colors. Blonde on top, then slowly shifting to darker locks on the bottom. And every now and then there's a strand of almost white. It's cut so it curves toward a perfect face reaching below her shoulders. She's got red lips that could make any man beg, including me. She's wearing a black jacket, not leather. It's more polished, expensive, though the look is similar. Under that, she has a white shirt that clings to tight, perky breasts that are easily a C-cup. Perfect size to fill my large hands. Tight blue jean shorts that cling to her curvy ass and show off long fucking legs that I'd give my eye teeth to feel wrapped around me. She's wearing flip-flops, and fuck, even her toes are sexy, painted clear with bright white tips. There's a silver ring around one of her toes, and even that looks sexy. She looks around like she's searching for someone. Me, baby. You're definitely searching for me. Almost as if she can hear me, she looks at me. Those sweet red lips given to a smile, and I need her closer, so I can tell exactly what color those eyes are. I can feel my dick hardening. I reach down under the table to adjust him. I'll be letting him play tonight, that's for damn sure. I stare straight at the woman of my dreams. Is it a coincidence that her tongue comes out to brush against her top lip? Or is she trying to drive me in fucking sane? Down, boy. Briar puts his hand on my chest as if to hold me back. That's not for you. Why the fuck not? I shove his hand away. She'd been claimed by one of the other brothers. Please say no.